Time now to mark a weak little piece of news and current events that's more popular than the National Party in just about any poll you can find. William and Hannah, too. Because they're idiots. But by week's end, I found our reaction to them about as bad as their actions, making us about as bad as each other. Susie Wiles, too. Because she's a hypocrite, but got protected because she's a lovey and a mate of the PM's. The COVID rule-breaking tonguey, too. Because the rules are the rules unless you're perceived to be needing special attention from the constabulary. The All Blacks, 8. A beacon of exemplary execution and high-powered professionalism. The UK, 7.
Dude!
No passports required. Denmark, 8. Vaccinated and free. Singapore, 7. Free with rising cases but holding their nerve. James Shaw, 0. Couldn't read a room if you gave him a book of instructions at the door. James Shaw, though, 3. Because, despite the fact he's beyond the pale, there is actually an argument to get people out there into the world because the world is actually moving on. Australia, 9.
I want to thank that fellow down under.
A key part of one of the biggest geopolitical moves in decades. The significance of yesterday cannot be overstated. New Zealand, 3. The fact we had no part, no knowledge should be a monumental wake-up call. As the headline said, Australia grasps central role in the great political struggle of the era. Where are we? Sidelined. GDP 9. I mean, 2.8 is a stonking number. Imagine what the year could have been if someone bought a few vaccines, eh? Changing the name of the country? 0. Is that the sort of irrelevant rubbish during a pandemic that damages the good name of politics and leads you to ask just why are the Maori Party there anyway? Housing? 7. Another stellar week. If you own property and think an investment that grows a good return is something worth chasing. The numbers? The numbers. 6. Elimination. How do you think they'll spin it Monday when they drop us to 3? How are they going to explain that? The resistance wall, 7. Because although the vaccine rollout is stalling, resistance came in at a very high level, so the rest of the journey shouldn't be as arduous as it might have been. Dumb gimmicks from people who should grow up and know better, 2.
One of the front runners at the moment is Jab and Wagon.
I'm going to go with double shot espresso.
Can someone find a spare adult, please? Raducanu, 10. Name me a greatest sporting moment ever, anywhere, all things considered. And that's the week copies on the website, and this hasn't gone up in price nearly as much as tomatoes.